Another fallen star in the gaslighting of America, and yet another sad Hollywood incident. Debbie Reynolds, Carrie Fisher's mother, has herself died from a stroke just days after her daughter went DOA on a flight back to L.A. Reynolds was the bigger star and one of the truly gifted performers in entertainment history. And although in her 80s, she will certainly be missed by her fans and had lived a very turbulent life herself. Meanwhile, the far left is trying to kill democracy in America by making sure everyone knows that Donald Trump is an illegitimate president. Why? Did he cheat? No. Was he an illegal candidate? No. But simply because he is not liked. So that is what it means to be illegitimate to the left? Yes. That and being called a future Hitler. But remember how the left hated the last GOP president, George W. Pure hatred. Just pure hatred and scorn for years because of his mistakes in Iraq, as you recall. And so all of this is merely illustrating how we are being gaslighted by the left, friends. Now, what is gaslighting? I've got a couple of different definitions here for you. But gaslighting comes, the term comes from a movie. And the movie was the 1938 play and film Gaslight. And in that movie, the husband used forms of manipulation in an attempt to drive his wife crazy. For example, he deliberately dims the gas lights in the house, but told his wife that she was imagining it. With the use of various tricks, he tried to convince his wife that she was going insane, and also that she was losing her memory. So, if you think about it, we're living in a gaslighting culture right now with the mainstream media. And how they are constantly taking information and massaging it, molding it, treating it like clay, taking facts, which is a totally different, although it's definitely a related issue. Now there's all these articles out there about how facts themselves are under attack. One article, The Dangerous Erosions of Facts, and this is the new fake news. If you don't interpret facts the same way that the left does, God forbid, then you're ignoring facts. You don't accept facts. You're not a scientifically minded person. So all of these things are leading. And here's a couple more article titles. Donald Trump's War Against Facts. Juan Williams, The Dangerous Erosion of Facts. It's Trump's America now, time to get at over our attachment to facts. And pro-Trump pundit argues there's no such thing as facts. Well, I mean, the thing that I would argue is that if you have to have the same approach to facts that the left does, you are getting gaslighted yourself. You're in the media spin cycle, and you're not going to come out with with any sanity yourself. So anyway, gaslighting is a term you hear thrown around a lot, and it is something that is worth thinking about. And the way that we're being treated by the media, like, you know, they see us as we're laboratory rats that have to be entirely trained so that we don't get off track. And it's kind of maddening. So, I mean, to be treated as if you don't have any independent ability to make up your mind is certainly infuriating. But also to have it being done by these people who refuse to accept reality themselves. So frustrating. I mean, because your candidate lost, you're going to give somebody else a speech that they don't accept facts. You know, they don't, a person doesn't accept your fact that you can't elect Donald Trump. So that person is then just, you know, totally mentally ill. It's just the height of audacity. So let me get a little bit of a clip here for you from on Debbie Reynolds, but I think considered to be a very stand-up person, a very honorable person in Hollywood, and as it was stated that her daughter was Carrie Fisher, and her ex-husband was Eddie Fisher. But let's get that going here in just a second. But remember gaslighting, when you're being fed information, when the media is telling you things, remember it's being shaped. Nobody showed up to the scene of a crime or any kind of a news incident and just turned on the camera for 5 minutes and then went back and just played that raw video. It had to be edited. So who edited it and why did they edit it the way that they did? What facts were put in to accompany it and which ones were left out? All right, here's on Debbie Reynolds from Fox News.
Breaking tonight, we received word a short time ago that Oscar-nominated actress Debbie Reynolds has died at the age of 84. Tragically, her death comes just one day after her daughter, Carrie Fisher, passed away after suffering from heart failure at the age of 60. Reynolds was a legendary entertainer best known for her role in Singing in the Rain, was rushed to the hospital earlier today after suffering a medical emergency. She's also known for the 1964's The Unsinkable Molly Brown, for which she received an Oscar nomination. TMZ reporting Debbie Reynolds' final words as, "I want to be with Carrie."
Well, that's sad, isn't it? but anyway, she herself lived a very full life. We'll take a little segue here. And I got a little Ray Charles for you here today. 614 Kelly O'Connell, AM Las Cruces, AM 1450. We're going to come back and talk about gas lighting. Remember yesterday I said there would be more stars falling, but I didn't. Nobody knew it'd be Carrie Fisher's own mom. But we'll be right back. AM Las Cruces, AM 1450. 523-1450 to call in. And you've got KOBE you're listening to. We'll be right back. 6:15 on the button.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight. We're happy tonight, walking in the winter wonderland. Gone away.
All right, so there is this unbelievable movement that is going around to try to discredit Trump. Now, here's a question. I mean, Trump is larger than life, but would there be a point when there was so much negativity directed at Trump from the mainstream media, from Hollywood, from all the, you know, all of the usual suspects, that people will say, I can't deal with this anymore. I'm not going to listen to anybody, or I reject Trump because he's obviously unacceptable, because this vast ocean of celebrities and professors and superstars, media people have all said that he is unacceptable. And I would say my response to that is it didn't work. It didn't work in the first couple of rounds. Why would it work for now? You know, once he's in the presidency, the legitimacy is in the office. So anyway, here's Bill Whittle, who's got great commentary on a lot of media stuff. And he has a website, Truth Revolt Originals. Here's Gaslighting. This is from 2 years ago, but it's the same basic idea. Fool people about the facts and then use that to massage them into, manipulate them into agreeing with your position or not opposing you.
Everybody, I'm Bill Whittle, and this is The Firewall. Hey, did you ever look out at what's happening in the country these days and think that you must be going crazy since you are, at most, you and a couple of your crazy friends seem to be the only ones that think that the whole world has just gone mad? Well, first, you're not alone. Second, you're not crazy. And third, it's not an accident. This president and his entire administration are gaslighting the American people, and so far they've done a hell of a job of it. Well, what does that mean, gaslighting? Well, here's a Wikipedia definition that's as good as any. Gaslighting is a form of mental abuse in which false information is presented with the intent of making a victim doubt his or her own memory, perception, and sanity, unquote. That's a great term. It comes from a movie called Gaslight, most notably the 1944 version starring Ingrid Bergman and Charles Boyer. The plot centers around a man trying to drive his wife insane by insisting that the things that she repeatedly sees and hears simply didn't happen. Well, let's just hustle through a few examples. March 2012, President Obama was having what he thought was a private conversation with outgoing Russian President Dmitry Medvedev, but someone left the microphone on. President Obama said on camera he'd basically be willing to hand over our missile defense system, which was developed over decades and at great expense to protect us and our NATO allies, so long as he didn't act up and give him any trouble before he could be safely reelected.
That's my faith for you. Yeah. And after my election, I have more flexibility. Yeah. And I trust this information to Vladimir and Medvedev.
So Obama says this to this guy, and then this is something that I had told you about already. Let me just make sure that you understand the words. Here's a guy who's gotten up and repeatedly attacked Vladimir Putin as being a tyrant, as being a bad person, but a few years ago he is making a secret deal. He's so stupid, somebody left the microphone on. He can't do it until he's reelected, to hand over the missile system, which is an act of treason. And here it is again.
Obama said on camera he'd basically be willing to hand over our missile defense system, which was developed over decades and at great expense to protect us and our NATO allies, so long as the Russians didn't act up and give him any trouble before he could be safely reelected.
That's my faith for you. Yeah.
Obama, this is my last election. After my election, I have more flexibility.
After my election, I have more flexibility. Yeah. And
President Medvedev, I understand I will transmit this information to Vladimir Putin. But these guys are claiming that Trump, they're suggesting that he's in cahoots with Putin, when it's already on record, on camera, that Obama is he's so stupid. Why wouldn't you go have a cup of coffee somewhere, you know? So anyway, this guy's so dumb, and he's so naive, and it was after this that the Ukraine was invaded, and now supposedly the Russians hacked into our elections. But what do you think Putin thought when he heard this? He just thought, this guy is another useful idiot, right? Isn't that the term?
I trust this information to Vladimir and Medvedev.
You know, You got to hand it to the Russians. Vladimir was as good as his word. They did wait until after his reelection to start their rampant military conquest. Vlad knows who his friends are. Act two. For 10 days after the terrorist attack on Benghazi, an attack which within minutes was clearly a terrorist attack due to, RPG fire and prepared firing positions for mortars, not to mention taking place on September 11th, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Susan Rice, and all the rest said the entire thing was a spontaneous protest against an unknown film that had been on YouTube for months. For over a week, they kept up that lie, and this man, Nikola Vasily Nikula, went to jail for a year for having the audacity to imagine that he had a First Amendment right to say whatever he damn well pleased. And when Mitt Romney had Obama literally speechless about it in the second debate, well, Candy Crowley steps dutifully forward as the housemaid to corroborate the gaslighting lie, and Mitt Romney and you and me and all of us looked at each other as if we were losing our minds. A protest about a movie. Darling, are you all right? We said it was a terrorist attack from day one, don't you remember? Yes. And finally, when attempting the government takeover of a sixth of our economy, Barack Obama said on camera no less than 36 times,
if you like the insurance plan you have now, you can keep it.
If you like your health care plan, you can keep your health care plan.
But he knew. His staff knew. His advisors knew. His opponents knew. The insurance industry knew. Doctors and hospitals knew. And anyone with the brain of a squirrel knew that you could not mandate the implementation of the requirements of the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, without voiding many, if not most, if not all, of the existing health care plans in the country. He knew. They all knew. And once that law was rammed down the throats of the American people and the actual unspinnable real-world consequences showed up in the form of cancellation notices, he had the nerve to look us right in the eyes and say,
what we said was, you could keep it. If it hasn't changed since the law's passed.
What? No, dear. He never said if you like your plan, you can keep your plan. Darling, are you all right? You seem a little confused. Are you ill? Gaslighting. It's gaslighting. You're not going crazy. Of course he said what you heard him say. Oh, by the way, here's one other thing the Wikipedia entry had to say about gaslighting. Psychologist Martha Stout states that sociopaths frequently use gaslighting tactics. Sociopaths consistently transgress social mores, break laws, and exploit others, but they are also typically charming and convincing liars who consistently deny wrongdoing. Thus, some who've been victimized by sociopaths may doubt their perceptions. Now, in the movie, Ingrid Bergman's character is saved when a sympathetic detective notices the gas lights are being dimmed as well. That's all it takes, you see. One other person to see and hear what you are being told you're crazy for, claiming to see and hear. Now, that's why, as in the movie, the victim, that'd be us, has to be isolated from other people with different perspectives, because all it takes is one independent verification of the gas lights dimming and the entire larcenous, cruel, murderous scam just falls away into dust. So, here's your verification. Now go forth and spread the word.
Gaslighting. You think about it, it explains a whole lot. The media trying to constantly get us to believe a different reality. Is it their reality? I mean, you know, some of these people I think are so confused. What did Obama think would happen when he colluded with the Russians for whatever that little deal meant? He's now being treated in these countries like a complete nincompoop. He flies into China. They won't even roll stairs up to his plane. Of course, the media here doesn't make a big deal out of it because the media never highlights the president's incompetence. But that's gaslighting right there. They refuse to tell the real story. Anyway, take a break and be right back. Kelly O'Connell, AM Las Cruces, AM 1450, 523, 1450. You're listening to KOBE with Kelly. And we got Ben Rawson coming in a half an hour.
Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along walking. in the winter wonderland.
Hey, it's Kelly.
Yes, Kelly. This is Deborah. I just found out I had bronchitis. Listen, let everybody know the new guidelines for blood pressure. When you're older, up to 50, it could be 140 to over 90. Then when you hit 60, it can be 150 over 90.
Okay, Deborah. Thank you. Anything else?
That's it.
Thank
I'm moving
you.
Saturday morning. I find a house. Thank you for everybody's prayers.
All right. Thank you. All right. So New York Times is being indicated as putting out false news, but they've been doing that for a long time. Why would you take the world's greatest newspaper with an unbelievable style? No newspaper has the style, the writing style that the Times does. I mean, it's one of the great legacies in the history of journalism, and pour it down the toilet for some temporary answer to your need for propaganda. I think that the people that run the Times ought to be put in prison for doing that. I really, you know, and what about the shareholders, you know? They did this hit piece on McCain. They said that McCain had this mistress and they had to do the story. The story didn't have any facts, speaking of which, being allergic to facts. And they ran this story, and I looked at the price the next day. The price had dropped 10%. The net worth of the New York Times at that point was $2 billion. The price dropped 10%, $200 million. Who does that? And so, you know, these people they're so radical. They're just foam-lipped, Marxists or social, whatever their spin is, it's incompatible with, getting up and telling the truth. But, you know, and that's the age that we live in, is this increasingly on the far left, more people on the left are getting sucked into the far left because they think that that's where truth and reality is. And it's become an age of propaganda, which is why when Hillary and her John Podesta, her campaign manager, were emailing back and forth, he's saying, "We've dumbed the people down, but we still have to do more to win the election." Thank God they didn't do that much more. But, you know, the number one defense for a human being isn't a pistol. It's not karate, MMA skills. It is the ability to take in information independently and think on your own. And that's the sad thing. Think about this. The far left is so, they're so egotistical. They're so caught up in their vision, the truth of their vision, but they cannot persuade people of their opinion without taking away their education. What does that tell you about leftism? You know, what is that? Anyway, more on gaslighting. I think it's pretty fascinating. Massaging, shaping, shaving, manipulating news and information so that people get tricked into agreeing with you or at least not opposing you. Here's a little bit more from Alex Jones. Gaslighting. From InfoWars.
Gaslighting would be like if you'd been on hold for an hour to get on the show because a guest has come on or we've gotten behind. And I went on air and said, "Oh, we've had callers holding 5 minutes. We better go to them." You go, "No, I've been holding an hour." And I go, "No, you haven't."
Hey, Alex. Hey.
I hear somebody talking.
Oh, it's just me, John. Just running the board here.
All right, well, stop talking.
I'm not talking, Alex.
Yes, you are.
I'm not interrupting your show.
Stop
buddy.
Interrupting the show.
Hey, buddy. I'm not interrupting it. Let's be pals.
All right. That's enough, John.
All right. But I'll be back.
But in true gaslighting, you would say, "There's no one talking. You're mentally ill, Alex."
There's no one talking, Alex.
I'm just talking to myself.
You're hearing things.
I'm hearing things.
There's nobody here.
You know, there's real psychology in this country, and there is a lot to offer from psychology. You learn a lot from Carl Jung, you name it. A lot of the stuff I've read Sigmund Freud said, you know, has some real validity. But it's just a lens to look at the world, try to understand how people operate. It isn't the end-all, be-all. But the state-run systems of it are truly oppressive on their face. And the establishment is gaslighting America. They're telling you there's no world government. There's no corporate welfare. There's no corruption. Nothing's rigged. That's a conspiracy theory. That's an extremist thing. That's a dangerous thing. It was like when Nightline was here a couple years ago. He was like, "You believe there's a secret plan to set up a world government." The host of ABC Nightly News was the guy who was here doing the interview. Right here. I'm sitting here after the show. He's right there. And I went, "No, I can show you the Council on Foreign Relations talking about a planetary corporate world government run by finance bankers and finance capital. I can show you UN statements." And he goes, "Really, you could show me that?" So we go out there. I pull up the clips, and he goes, "That's a different global government that Ban Ki-moon's talking about than you're talking about. That's a different global government that the British Prime Minister is talking about that you're talking about. That global government or global governance is just working together." And I go, "With global taxes, with global surveillance, global military, global standardization of zoning laws." And he just laughed at me. Then, as I said, we went to dinner. He was really nice. Forget his name. Who's the host of it? He's a guy. He's got black hair. Brown. I went with him and his camera people to eat at Fogo de Chao. We had dinner for 2 hours, had a couple of glasses of wine. He was real nice, has a family, and just said, basically, "You're on your side of the line. I'm on my side." Just point blank, "I'm a soldier of the system." And was nice to me and actually liked me, but he works for them. And they put out reports that there is no world government. and will look at you with a straight face like you're crazy as it's openly being set up.
All right, so they've misused the media, the access that the media has to people and the credibility that was built up in that to mislead people. They've been doing it for years. Cronkite lied about the Tet Offensive. Cronkite got out. You know, Cronkite was a very far to the left guy. He didn't actually have a college degree. He wasn't somebody who went to Harvard and got their brain cooked. But he just happened to be in the media, and the people that are drawn to the media tend to be far lefties, with some exceptions. But, you know, they misuse this access that they have, and they've just thrown their credibility down the toilet. You know, and just think about it recently, the stuff that has happened. It's surreal, though, some of the things that Hillary Clinton was involved in that were so diabolical. And it got to the point where there were so many of them that people stopped denying that she was lying. They stopped denying that she was trading access to the State Department for donations to this charity. They stopped, you know, basically all they said is so what. And so then that's a new level of gaslighting. There are no rules. Hillary Clinton's a good person. She knows how everything works. We've got to get her in there. And so that's where we're at today. We're, you know, these guys failed getting this woman into office, and they're stuck. Yeah, where are they going to go? How are you going to double down once you've said that nothing matters? We've got to get this lady in no matter what. Where do you go from there when your plan fails? Do you suddenly say there are things that matter that we're fighting for? So that's what's happening. The left is fighting for something. But what are they fighting for? I mean, Trump is not the most, you know, conservative person to ever hold the office. As a matter of fact, a few years ago, I believe he was he was registered as a Democrat. And as a matter of fact, he is open, is from what I can tell anyway, he's open to influences, to listen to people. So instead of wasting all your money trying to discredit him, and by the way, hiring or organizing a bunch of kids to march in the street and hold signs for 4 years, how does that actually discredit Trump? Just curious, you know, I mean... And George Soros is at the lead of the pack, of course. And he, you know, this guy ought to consider getting his affairs together. He's going on 90, and he's still trying to take the world over. 643 Kelly O'Connell, AM Las Cruces, him and his $20 billion. 523-1450, and we'll be back to carry on. We got some local weather for you.
In the meadow, we can build a snowman and pretend that he's Boston Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job. You die.
All right, so another level of gaslighting. Think about this. There's now a debate over fake news. Now, the fake news issue is, once again, more gaslighting because the people who are the purveyors of fake news are the mainstream media. They've been pumping out all these garbage stories for decades, but I mean, they've really ramped it up, and either out of desperation or just the sense that nothing matters anymore, they can do whatever they want. But now we've got this very bizarre, very, very bizarre setup where the mainstream media, to fight back against all the fake news stories that they put out and, you know, collusion between the media, between Politico. Get this connection. The head of the political department, political reporting at Politico. Politico is a far left organization, which is why I don't really ever go there online. That person was Glenn Thrush. He, and I mentioned this a couple of times, he actively conspired with the Clinton campaign to send them articles to ask them if they wanted to anything change. So this comes out through WikiLeaks. Does he lose his job? No. Does he get called out? No. Why? Because the left doesn't care about that stuff. What they care about is whose side of the aisle you're on. So guess who offered him a job and he accepted? The New York Times. So now you've got all these stories about fake news, and they're going to get rid of fake news off of Facebook and everything. And check this out. This is, once again, from Alex. Infowars.com. Alex Jones.
During the break, a lot of our, quote, ads are really one-minute vignettes of breaking news. I had meant to cover this the last 3 hours. I'm about to introduce Paul Watson and punch out of here and get on to the nightly news, another work we've got here at the Central Texas News Center in Austin. And I was hearing him read from the official German government, who's hired former Stasi members to have task forces to go out and find people that, you know, criticize Islam and then fine them 500-plus euros. Well, now they have a task force. We're going to find Facebook on any fake news that Snopes says is fake or some mail-order diploma catalog out of Florida. I'm not kidding. That has six employees. So a man and his woman and their cat. The cat even looks like a dirt bag. And then you've got this mail-order catalog thing. And then you've got them and then Stasi people. I mean, imagine 50 years ago writing a Kurt Vonnegut article about in the future there's a fat lady and her fat cat and a mail order diploma catalog, and then they've hired the Stasi, the East German spies out of retirement, to censor everybody and don't criticize Islam. And then they said because the Russians are influencing things and maybe this will keep Merkel in power. Translate that: Merkel and the globalists have panicked. They're going to go ahead and censor everything and hire former secret police to run it and then run around and harass everybody and fine them. I mean, whoa. And they've just passed a law countering information warfare. And then they sit there and say, we're involved in information warfare. What? Zuckerberg says, my users trust me. They're dumb Fs. And they're deploying little robots in everybody's houses where you get discounts if you take the robot. And then it listens to you and watches you and even babysits your kids.
So they've got this new law that's out there that I'll tell you about after Ben's show. I'm going to bring this up. So think about it, gaslighting. If you were a fish living in a fishbowl, what would you eat? You would eat whatever people dropped in, right? So America was goldfish in a giant bowl, and or maybe a small bowl, depending on how you see it, with CBS and ABC and NBC dropping in little niblets of food every day, and then people eating it and getting poisoned. Now, think about it, 20, 30 years later, the entire globe is blown up through the internet and through alternative media, and mainstream media has been outed as lying their rear ends off repeatedly. And so now you've got this war set up between the mainstream media and the new media, and so they want to shut down the new media because they want to have a they want to embargo the truth, and they want to have we want to own everything. So they go to places like Snopes. Snopes.com is fact finding, you know, fact checkers. And I don't know if you noticed this, but I noticed this a long time ago. The fact checkers need their facts checked. They stink. And it's just another hilarious arm of propaganda that the left figured out. So we'll take a little break here and come back and finish up this hour. 6:52, Kelly O'Connell, AM Las Cruces, AM 1450 on KOBE. We'll be right back. 523-1450 to call in.
A little shit. We'll frolic and play the Eskimo way.
All right, a couple of good stories for you. Greedy pet ruins Christmas after eating her family's entire roast turkey before collapsing on the floor, unable to move. Bubba, a 5-year-old Chiapso, left only a shred, a tiny shred of the turkey breast, and they've got a picture of the dog and the dog's stomach. You know, this is one of these little lap dogs, but this dog looks bloated beyond belief, and it's not moving on the floor. And didn't eat a whole turkey, but it ate a whole breast of turkey, so it must have been pounds and pounds of meat. Anyway, those little lap dogs, you know how they are. Now, here's another interesting story, which is kind of entertaining. Too many air passengers fly with phony support pets, critics say. And this is from the Detroit Free Press. Now, they don't know who's got a service animal, because what people are doing is going online and ordering little vests that look official. For $40, you can get one of these vests, and then you put the vest on your critter, and then you bring your critter onto the plane. And there was just read a story of some dog that was going haywire on a flight, racing around in a plane. But they also had a dog, and I'm trying to remember what city it was in, that they were trying to put it onto the plane. I think they were going to load it in the you know, they ship some of these in the luggage compartments in these boxes. The dog got out of its box and raced down onto the tarmac, and I think it was in some place like India. They had to shoot it because it was going to create, you know, it was going to run in front of a plane landing or taking off. So anyway, this article says, and Brian Skewis, executive officer of the California State Board of Guide Dogs, says, "I see more violations than legitimate use of service dogs in public. A drastic majority of what I've observed in airports is misuse of the service dog law. The law is so ambiguous, according to Rod Hainlein, chief programs and service officers of Leader Dogs for the Blind in Rochester, New York, says, law is so ambiguous, the airlines don't even know what side to come down on." But, you know, have you ever noticed that these are the kind of people that would bring their dog on a flight? Have you ever, like, been walking? You're out in an area where people generally walk, you know, take exercise. There's always somebody that has their dog off the leash. And it always plays out the same way. You come up, the dog's not on a leash, and then the dog comes up towards you. You have no idea if the dog's friendly or not. And then the person comes up, and why are you so nervous? Or or you say to them, did you know there's a leash law? You're not supposed to have your dogs out around people without a leash on. And then the person says, my dog's harmless. My dog would never harm a flea. My dog's like a member of the family. People who say their pets are members of the family, they're so emotionally attached to them. These are the people that would lie and bring their pets onto a plane and menace others, you know. 6:59, beware of the unleashed pets. 6:59, Kelly O'Connell, we'll take a break, and Ben Rossin's coming on 523-1450 on AM Las Cruces. We'll be back. It's Kelly here, and I got Ben Rawson. And Ben, did you hear the segment on gaslighting?
Kelly, I did. I thought that was a real good segment that you had, and it kind of dovetailed a little bit into one of the things that I wanted to talk about this morning in my Rawson report, and that's the South Central Regional Transit District. And, you know, when you talk about gaslighting and just repeating repeating a story over and over and over again so that people believe it, or saying that what people are seeing is not the reality, that fits a lot of what we've heard with the South Central Regional Transit District. And for listeners that are new to that issue, the county has a bus line of four. Well, it's not really the county's, but there's a the county's the primary funder of four buses, two that go to Anthony, one that goes to Chaparral from Anthony, and then one that goes to boy, I'm drawing a blank on the other one, but there's four of them in the South Valley.
That's how underused it is. We can't even, nobody's ever seen it.
Well, you know, ABC7 did a good report on it, Kelly, and you played that here. I know one of the other times that I was on talking about the low ridership. They even interviewed one of the riders who said that he rides it two or three times a week, and he's never seen anyone else on it. He feels like it's his own personal limo service. And so, you know, that's the type of thing. Well, now that the South Central Regional Transit District has come out with an additional bus line, they're going to run going into El Paso. And so one of the reasons that we were given that this was so important was it was going to bring people to Las Cruces to make purchases and be involved in the local economy. And now we're using Doñana County tax dollars to send them down to El Paso.
Gotcha. All right. So so we've been gaslighted by the county commission. So go into it a little bit more. All right. So gaslighting is the idea that you're going to give false information to people in such a way that if they say to themselves, this isn't true, they're also doubting their own sanity, right?
That's right. And Kelly, we've been told over and over again, this is so needed for the residents of the South Valley. And that's what they keep saying, is that this is needed. This is needed. You've got to help the poorest among us, the poor people in the Colonias. But when you come down to looking at who rides it, Kelly, there just isn't the ridership. And so you listen to the story over and over and over again. We've got to help these people. We've got to help these people. But in reality, this bus service isn't helping them because they're not even riding it.
Well, it reminds me of when Magic Johnson, who's a big investor and he's worth $1 billion or whatever, he came into Las Vegas and he wanted to help the poor in the black part of town. And that's East Las Vegas. And he went and he built a nice brand new supermarket. And there wasn't a supermarket for miles, you know, and there would have been, in theory, a lot of foot traffic. Well, they ended up closing it because they didn't have enough business. And it totally goes against expectation. But you can't fight reality, correct?
You can't fight reality.
So does the city council or the county commission believe that we need to advertise this? I mean, what's their answer to the no ridership? Or are they saying that that's a lie?
Well, you know, Kelly, two of the big proponents of that transit district are no longer on the commission. And that kind of goes.
Who?
Well, Wayne Hancock and David Garcia both lost their reelection bids. And in fact, today at 10:30, we have three new county commissioners that will be sworn in. So I think the past county commission believed that there just needed to be more advertisement. We need to give them 3 years to succeed. Things like that, and that's really not the, you know, it's we can look at the numbers now and see what's going on when we're paying an executive director, including benefits, $124,000 to supervise four buses, now five buses with one going to El Paso. You really have to wonder, who are we really helping? The poor residents there are not riding it because it's not suiting their needs to get to where they want to go.
All right, so there's a word out there. It's shibboleth. You could say it's an emblem, it's a symbol. Maybe a bus system is just a symbol of helping the poor but we got a phone call. Thanks for the call, the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
This Ralph Kelly. Make it real fast. There already is a bus service going to El Paso there at the Central Station on Loman on a daily basis, and it's almost empty.
And now we'll have another one.
I've been standing there watching people getting on that bus to El Paso.
And now we'll have another one that'll be empty, Ralph.
Well, yes, you're correct. That's I've seen it. I've just purposely sat there and watched them.
Sounds exciting. Anything else?
No, thank you.
Thanks. All right. So, So, talking about symbols of, you don't have to use a fancy word, a $10 word. It's a symbol of care. If you care for somebody, one of the symbols might be getting a bus system. Another one is giving them EBT cards. Whether or not these things are needed would be depending on use, right?
It would. And when you look at the ridership numbers from the district, it just proves that the need, well, either, Kelly, it proves two things. It could prove that the need isn't there, or it could prove that what we're doing isn't meeting the need. And so, there could be two different ways to look at that.
Sure, that's a good point.
What we're doing is not being successful and is not helping the residents of that area.
All right, so this is what I would throw out. And I think that this is something that's going on a regular basis in this kind of – we're kind of in a battle right now between the transition from Trump over to Obama, but it's two different ways of seeing things. And I think that, to a large extent, the president was about symbolic – liberalism, I would call it that. And then Trump is kind of, with his business experience and the fact that he's not afraid to upset people, he's willing to take on any particular idea or person and defy them. But I think what we've got out here is a classic case of liberal symbolism that's trying to take over reality.
Well,
UDC is another one.
You know, and the only thing I would say there, Kelly, is we do have a different commission coming on board. And so I want to be careful not to paint the new commission based off of the old commission's actions, because we do have three new people that will be sworn in today. And I think the commission will go in a different direction.
So is Billy Garrett's going to still be on the commission?
Billy Garrett will still be on the commission. I will still be on the commission. And the three new people we have coming in, Isabella Solis, Ramon Gonzalez, and John Vasquez will be the three new people that will be sworn in today.
All right. So how can we get away from the gaslighting? We've gaslighted the county, the people in the county, and really in the city for years now. How can we get away from gaslighting this fake information?
You know, Kelly, I think we've got to go back to what are the real numbers? What are the real ridership numbers? And anytime we have a discussion about the transit district, we always have individuals coming in and they tell their sob story and this is what they need. When you find out later on that they don't ride the bus and you look at the numbers about the people that do ride the bus and the fact that in October we ran an empty bus 129 times from Anthony to Chaparral, 129 times it was empty. You have to wonder, what are we doing here? We're doing something you mentioned for symbolism. You know, it's a matter of pretending that we care, but it's really not meeting the needs of.
How do you know if you have a good community for poor people? You have an extensive bus system.
Well, we're getting the bus system. It just isn't helping anyone.
And it does go against common sense, I suppose, if there are people that don't have vehicles. But, you know, those people did have their needs met somehow before the buses came along. And maybe they're just sticking to who are we to judge them for not using the bus?
You know, Kelly, I think there's in business, a business person would approach this in a different way, looking at what is the demand first before putting the bus system in. The government sector is kind of handling this a little bit different, where they put in the bus system first and then try to figure out what the demand is.
Cart before the horse.
And you got to find out what it is that people are needing, what they would use, how to be efficient about it instead of flopping down, here's what our plan is, now telling people they need to ride it.
Yeah, it is kind of extraordinary. And so one of the things that you notice about far leftism is they refuse to admit being wrong and they refuse to repent and put it into religious terms. They refuse to modify their behavior to match reality. What can we do about that?
People need to come to the county commission meetings. And I think this will be a good opportunity, Kelly, with three new people coming on board that we can make some changes. And so I'd encourage people, our first meeting will be on January 10th at 9 a.m. at the County Building on Motel Boulevard. And come in and have a say at the public input section of the meeting and talk to your commissioner specifically.
And so if you went up to Wayne Hancock and you said, your idea turned out to not be a good idea because people are not riding this bus, and we put a lot of money into it, and that, you know, we're one of the poorest counties in America, we need that money for other things, what would the response probably be from your experience?
Well, you know, Kelly, one of the things that came up, I'll use a comment that Commissioner Garrett said. Commissioner Billy Garrett said, we need to give it 3 years. We give these LEDA fundings where we do trainings for or give money to help companies train up and increase their workforce. We give them 3 years. We need to give the South Central Regional Transit District 3 years. And, Kelly, the problem with that is the LEDA funding has a clawback. So if it's not successful, the government gets the money back. The business has to pay the money back. Whereas with the South Central Regional Transit District, if it's not successful, there is no clawback. It's just more money out of the taxpayer's pocket. And so we need to be looking at evaluating it along the way and not giving a blank check for 3 years and then seeing if it's been successful or not.
All right. This brings up another problem with far leftism, is that far leftists have a map of reality, and they want society and human beings to adapt to their map. And as a business person, I know that if you approach business that way, that's suicide.
That's right. I think, Kelly, that a lot of that we've seen in the UDC, the Unified Development Code that the county just adopted at the last county commission meeting.
And there was an article in the newspaper about how this was democracy in action. This is real democracy. And I thought, you know, it's sad that we've arrived at the place where we're defying the founding fathers, because the founding fathers said democracy is when the elected leaders represent the opinions of the people, and when they don't, you got to throw them out. You got to start over. And now we're saying democracy is where people are elected and then they do whatever they want, even if it's a boondoggle, liberal, extremely expensive and totally useless scheme.
Well, you know, Kelly, and keep in mind that two of the county commissioners that voted on this were ousted in the primary. It's not like their term was up. No, the voters said, we no longer want you to represent us. We want someone else to represent us. And that being Isabella Solis and Ramon Gonzalez. And so that was the Democrat voters.
Do you think it was therefore disrespectful of the will of the people to continue on with the UDC as it turned out?
You know, Kelly, especially when we know that there are still significant problems in there. I know the ag industry is looking at about 15 amendments that they would like to see made to it, because there's significant problems in the documents that still need to be addressed.
Can we change that document?
Absolutely. As with any county ordinance or county law, they can always be amended, changed, repealed. And so it's a matter of people coming up with what they'd like to see in there, and we'll make the necessary amendments.
Very good. So how can we work on that? How can we help you with that?
If somebody is, well, first of all, the Unified Development Code is a big book, so take some time to read it and figure out what the problems are.
Is it the size of the Affordable Health Care Act?
No, thank goodness it isn't. We've stayed underneath a ream, so it's just 400-some pages. But people can get that off of, and go to my Facebook page. I've got a link to it there. You can go to the DonianaCounty.org website and get it off of there. Or reach out to me, and I'll leave my cell phone number for any of you that have a pen handy. You can reach out to me, and I can get it to you directly as well. But if there's something in there that you'd like to see changed, let us know. There's a clause in Article 1 that allows for any one individual to petition the Planning and Zoning Commission, and it forces a hearing. So if you would like to see a change, you don't need to get 100 people to sign a petition. It's just you. You come in, you say, this is the change that I want to see made. Planning and Zoning has to have a hearing on it, and Planning and Zoning has to make a recommendation to the Board of County Commissioners, and we have to have a hearing on it as well. So there's good opportunity in it to make changes, absolutely. But my cell phone number, Kelly, is 644-4055 if someone would like to get a hold of me.
And we do have somebody who wants to get a hold of you right here. Thanks for the call. The Kelly O'Connell Show is this.
Good morning, Kelly. This is Greg. I just want to call and say thanks to Ben for all the hard work that he's doing on exposing all these yahoos that are out destroying our taxpayer money. Happy New Year to you both, and keep up the good work.
Thanks, Greg. Take care. Happy New Year. All right, so one more question for you, Ben. The longer the law, the more the injustice. What's your feeling on that?
Well, you know, Kelly, the Unified Development Code covers a lot of different things, and so it has to be a little bit in depth. But yeah, I think you run into problems when you have a 400-page document that quite frankly several of the commissioners never even read, and you have a problem with that. We need to work into it.
Was there someone to read it to Wayne Hancock?
I don't know where to respond to that one, Kelly.
Other news around the county.
We talked already about today's swearing in for three new county commissioners at 10:30 at the county government building. The front page of today's paper, Kelly, talks about David Gutierrez and his, for the people that don't remember, he was the treasurer that was removed from office by the courts. He's now appealing that removal and wanting to stay in office, but his term's up. I'm not quite sure how that works out, but he's appealing that ruling. And then, Kelly, down at the Doñana County Jetport, we've got a World War II B-17 bombers coming in January 20th through 22nd. It'll be a great opportunity, I know, to get my kids to see them and anyone else that wants to get an opportunity to see some great aircraft. We've got that going on.
Is that related to the spaceport?
No, I don't think it's related to the spaceport at all. We also do have an advisory position open on the Jetport Advisory Board, so if there's someone interested in that, they can reach out to me. And, Kelly, that's probably – well, one other thing I wanted to mention, the Farm and Ranch Museum, the Farm and Ranch Heritage Museum is within my district, and they've got an awesome display right now about the Elephant Butte Dam, the dam that was built 100 years ago this year, and just a great opportunity for people to go by and see some history there.
Great. Well, Happy New Year to you. Oh, we've got another call here. Thanks for the call to Kelly O'Connell's show. Who's this?
Good morning. It's Deborah. So since Gutierrez appealed, is he able to stay in office?
He can stay in for life now, Deborah. Any other questions?
No, he isn't.
Any other questions?
No, I want a question answered, though.
Well,
is he able to stay on the appeal?
He is out when his term ends. So, I mean,
right.
It would be symbolic, but...
But he's also, Deborah, he's also out of office now, and so he does not come back in just because he's appealed the ruling. He is still out of office. And so I'm not quite sure what the purpose of the appeal is, other than maybe trying to clear his name a little bit. But when you admit to doing something, I don't know what's going through his
mind.
Well,
maybe he'll...
Well, that's why they like to have Mr. Treasurer, because he's such a penny pincher. I know him well because I rented from him.
Did he have a nice trailer?
It wasn't a trailer. It was a quadplex.
Oh, was it a nice quadplex?
He was my first slumlord here in New Mexico. Hopefully my new guy is the best one I've found.
All right, Deborah. Thanks a lot. Happy New Year. Deborah had earlier called up to warn about high blood pressure. So anyway, anything else?
That's it, Kelly. Have a great new year.
Thanks for sponsoring the show. Oh, and what should people think about coming to Rossin's Builder Supply for these days?
You know, we do a lot of sealing of people's openings, whether it's replacing weather stripping or thresholds and getting doors and windows to seal better. So if you're having a problem with that cold air coming in, boy, I'm ready for summer already. I'll tell you what, Kelly, but that cold air is coming in and we can help you keep it out.
Very nice. Well, thanks so much. And folks, we'll take a little... break here. Got a little more Ray Charles for you, baby. It's cold outside. Nina Simone, and thanks to Ben Rossin for sponsoring the show. We'll be back 7:25.
I really can't stay.
Betty, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Betty, it's cold out there.
This evening has
been hoping that you drop in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hand. They're just like.
Here's another nod to another one of our sponsors. Cafe Go-Go! Right across from Sam's Club, New Year's Eve party. Saturday, December 31st, of course, and going to have a lot of tasty things. But the nice one, a choice of entree, land and sea, grilled blue marlin loin or seafood fettuccine trio. It's going to be great. So anyway, Cafe Go-Go, great burgers there too, from the Baca Ranch. Real meat. All right. So you heard Ben Rossin's story, and you know, so this is what, you know, one of my thoughts about this, the gaslighting of the county commission. How do you deal with a group of people, and we're talking about far lefties, not the kind of people that listen to this show, for heaven's sakes, the kind of common sense, patriotic Democrats that would listen to this show. How do you deal with a group of people whose main signature move is to talk down to you? And remember when I was saying, you know, liberalism it's an attitude. It's not an education. So when you run into these liberalists, and most of the people that I've ever met who told me they're liberal, when I take the time to ask them, are you a socialist? Oh, for heaven's sakes, no. You're not a Marxist? Oh my God, no. And then you ask them the details of socialism and they agree to all of them. So these, you know, it's basically Marxism light. It's socialism. But have some sympathy, have some patience with these people that talk down to you, because for the most part, they don't know what they're talking about. And it's to make up for, I mean, if you're truly an informed person, you don't have to be condescending to other people, because you got it. You know, you got the facts in your pocket. And what can you say about someone like the county commission who, after watching a couple of votes put down the bus, they said to themselves, we're trying to be enlightened around here. We're trying to bring in a real society, a real community. We're going to put this bus system in. They put it in and nobody uses it. Do you think they blame themselves? They probably sit around talking about what idiots the people that live out in the county are. People that live out in Dona Ana, because they're not smart enough to use a bus. So, I mean, these people are a menace and they've got to be resisted. But, I mean, you know, you should have some level of sympathy and compassion for people that apparently cannot think on their own and have no ability to use the basic tools of logic. All right. Having said that, funeral for two, mom and daughter going to be buried at the same time, I guess, maybe next to each other. Debbie Reynolds and Carrie Fisher. Obama has been left out. These are your headlines, by the way, if you can't figure that out. If you're a lefty, if you're a far lefty and you can't put two and two together and get 17. Obama left out of Syria talks under pressure to prove Russian interference in election. I wanted to mention one thing. There is a guy that is who does commentary. He's so far to the left, he's kind of libertarian. And I think, I'm trying to get this to pop up here, but I think it's Glenn. I'm trying to remember what his last name is, Greenfield or whatever. And he's an attorney, but he's more of a, these days, he's more of a journalist. And he's saying there is literally no evidence to prove that the Russians hacked us whatsoever. And, well, I don't see that in here, but I think I have it in my notes, so I'll go back and find that, but see if I can find it for you. But, you know, it's become this fact that's been put out there. You want to talk about a fake fact? Where is the proof these people were, you know, hacking us. So if you're so if you're in the media and you've got this picture, this clip of Obama saying, "I'll work with you, but we have to wait until I get reelected and then I can really help you." How can you possibly comment on Trump's supposed bromance or his supposed support of Putin and not have that in there? You know, here's the sad thing. What makes something interesting is drama at some level, right? And what is the basis of drama? It's conflict. And there's various types of conflict. But it would be much more interesting when Obama attacks when Obama attacks Trump to say that, well, Obama is attacking him here, but remember when he did this? You know, and that would bring in your mind, wow, what does Obama stand for? What is, you know, what's the real debate here? But you don't get that at all. You know, what you get is this very trite and tasteless gruel that these lefty journalists put out. You just gag on it. You know, we've got to do something to save journalism in this country. Well, let's take a little break here, and we'll be back. And I've got a bunch of stuff, but we'll try to squeeze some of it in. 736 AM Las Cruces, AM 1450, 523 1450. We'll be right back.
My mother will start to
beautiful,
worry.
What's your heart?
And father will be pacing the
listen
floor.
To that fireplace
roar. Oh, really?
Yep.
All right, so I did this this thing yesterday that somebody had mentioned that they enjoyed hearing about it. A couple of people had mentioned to me the talking about the change in the family and dating and romance and love and everything. I think I'll talk about that a little bit tomorrow because it's worth considering. Now, I've got a clip from Glenn Greenwald. This is this guy. He's actually a gay libertarian. I don't even know if he lives in the country, but he's got some fascinating views. And we got a phone call. Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
Yeah, this is Tom.
Tom, good morning to you. What's going on?
Good morning, sir. Wayne Hancock, I think he fancies himself an intellectual, but he's really a horse's ass.
All right, and
how do you feel about conscription for kids, to go into the military once they get out of high school?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't have wanted that for myself. I didn't go into the military, but in retrospect, I'm sure I would have really gained from it. I think it's a good idea to teach people that the government and everybody else owes them everything, and they don't owe anything back. Is a terrible recipe for life success.
And freedom isn't free, is it?
No.
How many countries allow instant citizenship by birthright?
That I don't know. I don't know, but I've never heard of a country before here that everybody who crossed the border would become an instant citizen or that the government would try to encourage them to come across the border so that they could do so. These ideas that are so destructive are part of this gaslighting administration that Obama put together.
When I Googled it, it said the United States and Canada are the only two countries in the world that allow it.
Well,
I don't know if that's true or not.
That I haven't studied. So anything else?
No, sir. Have a good day.
Happy New Year. All right, folks. All right, here's a little bit on whether we have any evidence that the Russians have hacked us, any real evidence. Glenn Greenwald, this is from Fox News.
Changed the debate over the 2016 election with an article that quoted anonymous sources who recently received a CIA briefing given to Congress. According to those sources, the CIA concluded that the Russian government intervened in our presidential election to help Donald Trump win. Journalist Glenn Greenwald is the founder of The Intercept. He spent years covering the intersection of politics and intelligence, and he joins us now from Rio de Janeiro to assess that coverage. Glenn, it's good to see you tonight. So here's the story. I know you read it. It really had an instantaneous effect on the way people are covering the post-election sort out. It said, quote, the CIA has concluded in a secret assessment that Russia intervened in the 2016 election to help Donald Trump win the presidency. That sentence right there changed everything here in Washington. Should we believe that assessment?
We should be extremely skeptical of it for multiple reasons. To begin with, this is a secondhand report, so you have somebody whose identity is being shielded describing what the CIA supposedly concluded, laundering that through the Washington Post. These are assertions that are being made completely unaccompanied by any evidence whatsoever, let alone evidence that we can touch and rationally review. There's all kinds of reasons to suspect the CIA statements, including the fact that they're wrong all the time. They're programmed in a lot of cases to disseminate disinformation, and there's lots of reasons to view them as political actors. And so I think we ought to be highly skeptical.
But what's interesting, I agree with that assessment completely. I mean, they're sometimes right, they're sometimes wrong, but they're certainly skilled in deception. That's what they do. And yet politically here in Washington, the response has been, well, if you don't believe this account of an account of analysis by the CIA, you're somehow acting on behalf of the Kremlin, or you're not patriotic, or you're insulting the memory of the CIA officers who died in the line of duty. Have you seen that kind of response before?
I saw it from a Democratic congressman, Adam Schiff, actually, when you interviewed him last week, and all you were doing was asking him for evidence, and he told you you should go to put your show on RT. And in my journalism, this is the response I've been getting for many months now, as not even when you deny that it happened. I mean, nobody should deny that Russia might have done this. Of course, Russia might have done this. This is the kind of thing that all states do, and certainly Russia. But all you do is ask for evidence before believing it, before embracing it as true. And that alone subjects due to accusations that you might be disloyal, that you're somehow a tool of the Kremlin. It's a really toxic environment that I think Democrats have created a little bit out of desperation and out of political maneuvering as well. But it is quite dangerous.
Well, it is so weird that Russia is the focus. I mean, speaking for myself, I'm agnostic on Russia. I don't speak Russian. I've never been to the country. I don't have strong feelings about it one way or the other.
All right. So just put that in your back pocket. But Obama was comfortable enough with the president of Russia before he left office to say, I will get you what you need. Just be patient. I have to be reelected. We caught it on hot mic. And then the president of Russia said, I'll pass it on to Vladimir. But it's Trump with the special relationship, right? Here we have a phone call. Thanks for the call, the Kelly O'Connor Show. Who's this?
Good morning, Kelly. It's Tom.
Tom, round two. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, about this Russian hacking, all the information that I have heard, and I'm always, you know, searching for information and truth, the only thing that was tempered was Hillary, her treachery, her dirty, sleazy campaign tactics were exposed to WikiLeaks. There was no tampering with the actual election process.
Yeah.
Am I correct?
Yeah, I haven't heard it. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah.
Please go on, Tom.
The gaslight projects, as you were adhering to earlier.
100%.
And
I'm sorry, Tom, please go on.
Yeah, I'm sorry to get a little after it. Just one more comment holding session that Obama had there.
Yeah.
Where he said, you know, he could do better later. I wonder if that might have been referring also to the sale of 25% of aluminum. I mean, not aluminum, uranium.
That's quite possible.
To Russia?
Yeah, that's very possible. And, Tom, I've got to go. I appreciate the call. Thank you. Folks, I have got to take a real quick break here, and then there's one more story I want to get into here. And Tom, just to let you know, the connection was real bad on that last call, so I don't know what was going on. But anyway, 751 Kelly O'Connell, AM Las Cruces, AM 1450, 523 1450. Always appreciate your calls. But remember, when you call in, take a breath between statements, because it's hard to have a dialogue if you're not breathing. We'll be right back.
Why don't you put some records on while I pour?
Well, the neighbors might think.
Better get bed out there.
Okay, so I've got this one last round of stories that I've got for you, and it is a little bit discouraging. They believe that ISIS is infiltrating or has infiltrated the refugee camps that are spread all across Europe, and is getting in and is weaponizing these immigrants. Now, the guy that ran over the people with the truck on Christmas, he was in a camp. He had been in one camp where they had burned down a building. And I don't know if he was involved in that, of course, but he had then become a weapon of fury for the Muslims and the radical Muslims. And so, the upshot is they're afraid that all of these groups over there are in danger of becoming weapons in the hands of ISIS. And it is obviously something worth worrying about. Now, also, there is other stories about how not just in Germany, but also in Switzerland, that they are worried about these people that are these radicals that are going around and molesting and raping women, that there has been a huge cover-up. So we're talking about gaslighting. And so what happens is Angela Merkel brings in, a million people in over a million Muslims in 1 year. Think about it. If you wanted to find a better way to undermine your culture, what could you do that would be more powerful than bringing in a group of people that believe the exact opposite of what you believe in, constitutionalism and rule of law and rights, women's rights and everything. And what could you do better to undermine that, to bring in all these people who have absolutely no knowledge of world history? They've been living in countries where they've been totally propagandized since they were infants. And no such thing as women's rights. And women that are out walking around, they've been culturized to see them as sluts. A woman without a veil, a woman who was hanging out with men, dancing, whatever. And the punishment in these countries is a lot of times the shame based culture, that the stoning of women and everything, is they oftentimes will take these women in these countries and rape them because they're acting in a unfemale way, un-Muslim way. It's terrible. Now, got another story here. I've got another story here in which, hold on just a second here. Man arrested after demanding that McDonald's workers turn off Christian music, demanding they turn off their Christian music, angered that Christian music was being played inside of McDonald's. Where else? Florida. Florida man cursed at employees and other patrons, demanded that they turn off that music and play Muslim and Hindu music. Joe Allen, 46, was in Largo. And he went around making a stink. He began cursing at customers and employees due to the Christian music being played. And so then the cops showed up, and they found him in an intoxicated state. And they searched him and found some crack cocaine in his pocket, or some meth. And he's a convicted felon, so they locked him up. So that's probably your next jihadist right there. All right. Thanks for tuning in, and appreciate you listening, and thanks for the calls. And we'll look forward to 22 hours. I'm going to get back into that story tomorrow because I found it fascinating. The woman that I played the clip from yesterday talking about the loss of love and marriage is a Catholic lady who started, I think it's called the Ruth Institute, something like that. 7:59. Have a great day. Stay warm. We'll be back in 22 hours. Kelly O'Connell, MLS Cruises, AM 1450. Ciao.
I simply must go.
Baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is no.
I say it's cold out there.
The welcome has been.
How lucky that you dropped in.
So nice and warm.
Look out that window. You had that charm.
The will be. The precious.
Your lips.